calls the meeting to order. Yes, Madam Clerk, just take the roll.
Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Olson.
Here.
Alderman Sullivan.
Here.
Alderman Mulhall.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Shrew.
Here.
Alderman Scruggs.
Here.
Please rise during the pledge of allegiance to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And turn to the first item on the agenda, the citizens' comment period. Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Any citizens wishing to speak? Seeing none, we'll close the citizens' comment period. Turn to item 3A, acquisition of easement rights and interest in property for location, extension, installation, maintenance of public sanitary sewer facilities. There is a city attorney a desire to go into closed session. Is that correct?
Not a desire, Mr. Mayor, but a need to do so.
Okay. In that case, if there's no objections, the council may enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin statutes, Chapter 19.85, Sub 1, Sub E, to consider the terms and negotiation of the public acquisition of easement for public sanitary sewer service for the extension of the Rhine Creek Interceptor Sewer Project for competitive and bargaining reasons, and to reenter open session at the same place thereafter, to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate. Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, could you please take the roll?
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Scruggs.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Only Mr. City Attorney, City Attorney, do you have a proposed motion for the council?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, and the motion would be a motion to reject the property owner's counteroffer and to authorize the issuance of a jurisdictional offer as previously authorized by the Common Council on September 20, 2011, with any further negotiations thereafter occur pursuant to the terms discussed in closed session at this October 27, 2011 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skransky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
No.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Five ayes, one no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to item B, Mr. City Attorney.
Mr. Mayor, staff believes that there is a need to enter closed session.
Any objections to going to closed session? If not, motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin statutes, Chapter 19.85, Sub 1, Sub E, to consider the terms and negotiation of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources water quality certification permit request for a contested case hearing litigation pertaining to the extension of the Rhine Creek Interceptor Sewer Project for competitive and bargaining reasons and pursuant to Wisconsin Statutes Chapter 19.85 Sub 1G to confer with legal counsel for the Common Council who is rendering advice concerning strategy to be adopted by the body with respect to the litigation and to reenter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate. Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Scruggs.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. We are now in closed session. Item C, City Attorney.
Actually, the senior
you got to open the door.
Well, one's open.
The senior project manager is here to present items.
Well, just for is there a motion to direct staff and the senior project manager return to proposed change orders to the Common Council and contract form for approval?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Move the second under discussion. The motion on the bottom of the page. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
I don't know.
Five ayes, or six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries.
Point of order. I don't even know what the motion is.
Motion is right here. It's on the bottom.
You said on the bottom of the page, and I went, what page? And you just blew right past it? What's the page number?
Okay. Item D. Rhine Creek Interceptor Sewer Public Sanitary Sewer Facility Project. Consideration of development assistance to property owners not currently served by public sanitary sewer service. This is from me. Okay, I don't know why that's going on. We're in open session, Jen.
We're in item C.
No, we're in D. We already voted on C. Item D is at a proposal, or at one of the, I think it was the sewer PAC meetings, there was much discussion. I made some comments. Keep the door open, please.
I have a point of order.
Yes.
I don't know what the last motion meant.
Last motion was a motion to direct staff and the senior project manager to return proposed change orders to the Common Council in contract form for approval.
What does
and all voted aye.
Change orders to the Common Council in contract form mean?
I'm on item D.
Well, Mayor, do you know what my vote was on that?
I recorded it as 6-0. That's how I saw it.
Well, I object because I didn't even vote.
Okay.
So we can't really. Isn't there some legal procedure here?
I'm going to item D. And that's the right. You have a point of order. Alderman, you have the floor. What's your point of order?
I'd like a determination from
you. Do you want a reconsideration?
If I didn't vote, if I can be counted as a 6-0.
The city attorney.
Perhaps the easy answer is if the alderman voted no, that it should be recorded by the board. That's the alderman said.
My vote is no.
All right, item D, Rhine Creek Interceptor Sewer Public Sanitary Sewer Facility Project Consideration of Development Assistance to Property Owners Not Currently Served by Public Sanitary Sewer Service. At the hearing that was held with Sewer PAC, there was many questions, some comments, and there was also a meeting that was held with some of the neighbors at the Polish Community Center. One of the things that I had said, and it's me, not you, was that given that we had proposals like shops at Wyndham Village, where I'm sure Alderman Soller remembers this, we worked with the neighbors to try and bring things in like sidewalks and berming, and there was that... blockage, I'm not getting the right word for it, but coming out of the
roundabout.
Yeah, the roundabouts.
Right turn only.
And having increased police patrols, et cetera, and we had a whole number of issues with the shops at Wyndham Village. And we've had issues with many development projects throughout the city's history where we have always tried to understand that there's potential impacts that happen because of development projects that the city and the Common Council and the people of Franklin think are very beneficial to the long-term health of the city. And as a result of that, one of the comments I meant or said was that I was asking our finance director, Cal Patterson, to look at some items, and you have in your packet an October 25th, 2011 file. It goes economic development grant for current non-sewer properties. I bring this to your attention because this is the type of initiative we were looking at. Of course, I completely understood that this is something that the Common Council has total and total discretion over the person sitting. And so anything that would come forward would, one, have to get the okay from the Common Council. And two, as in the write-up on the, I think it's somewhere is the first page, talks about city attorney in consultation with general counsel, et cetera, would also need to be in sync with any of these proposals. Subsequently, we had lots and lots of discussions about this. City attorney did, I guess, correct word, opine, that, and I'll let him do his, let him say what he wants to say. And then he also included publications from the League of Wisconsin Municipalities on what can and cannot be done by municipalities. And long and short of it is, I want to let you know and let that what I said at these meetings, what I think Alderman Skronsky said, was heartfelt, and we did do the due diligence and had the staff run some numbers. However, like I said, I'm going to let the city attorney give his opinion on what can and cannot be done regarding this type of proposal. So with that, I'm going to ask the city attorney, because you and I have had lots of discussions over this.
Well, I think the simple bottom line is, I mean, a simple formula where somehow a municipality rebates or forgives or does not charge general property taxes. And that's a substantial violation because it would violate the uniformity clause of the Constitution. That's the simplest form here. And we tried looking at alternatives and didn't get much beyond that, which is why ultimately we'll keep looking and we put a time limit on it to bring it back in essentially 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks. And I did kind of survey the terrain municipal development-wise on a research basis, as well as talking with experienced municipal lawyers on it. And it's just a very difficult situation. It comes down to the world's largest corporation wants to build the best development to expand the tax base of the city. Can't you turn around and say, okay, as an incentive, you don't have to pay taxes for 3 years? And the answer is no, you can't do that. There's other forms, but they all really go to development incentives. And part of the other problem here is just not a matter of logic. This is more of an assistance to lessen perceived impacts of this project, as opposed to incenting further development. So that makes it a little bit easier. But I talked to the director of finance and try and bring something further detailed back, and maybe come up with some alternative or something that's viable without any promises that it's available.
I also wanted to say that during those meetings, I think any of you were here for those, that and maybe some of the other, the aldermen have also said that during the course of this project, that you know, no one's looking to force people to sell their properties. Now, if somebody was to sell it to a developer and then somebody wanted to develop the properties, that's a whole different matter. But, you know, I just wanted to make sure that, because I think when I said these things, I also said it on, sort of on behalf of the council, that I know that the council was looking to try and ease impacts, as they always do, for all of these projects. And so that's why I bring it back, and that's why I'll let you know that we didn't just sit there. We did due diligence on it. So Alderman Olson.
Well, you just said it, Mr. Mayor. All of us here who are city leaders always try to help other constituents. I think I can say that without reservation. And this is certainly in keeping with, I think, the spirit from all of us throughout this whole process. I mean, there are people that are going to be pulled into the district that will never get some. And why should they pay for it? But I'd like to take this in a slightly different direction. Instead of, as we usually do, try to fix the problem, we try to fix the problem, whether it's a state problem, county problem, or our problem. I respectfully suggest that this is the wrong approach to take, that we ought to be working with the state to change the law. Then our taxpayers are not adversely impacted, and they get a benefit. So rather than continue researching, spending staff time on something that I think we can all kind of sort of agree to, it's a foregone conclusion that we can't do anything monetarily without jumping through a whole bunch of hoops, but perhaps we had a political approach first. Now, I will tell you that I did start the conversation with Jeff Stone at the Gardetto's thing, but he was more interested in leaving than listening. So, but I would suggest that we perhaps work on the political one rather than the individual.
Good point. Alderman Solomon?
I don't know if everybody realizes what's happened or what's going to be happening here. But right now, that farmland out in the southwest quadrant is worth probably around $15,000 to $25,000. Once the sewer is available, it's probably worth $50,000 to $75,000 an acre. Assessments aren't going to go up as long as they're farming the land. The state has already taken care of that about 10 years ago. The maximum assessment on farmland is $400 an acre. That was done 10 years ago. The local assessors were taken out of farmland. That's the maximum they can charge. So they've been, for the last 10 years, they've gotten a break. A huge break. Because at that point in time, that stuff was assessed at $1,500 to $2,500 an acre. And it went down to four. And it's still at four. Whether there's sewer or water, as long as they're farming it, it's $400 an acre.
That's right.
So they're already getting the nice
benefit
from the state.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm not looking.
And from the city.
Not looking for any action on this. The city attorney.
Only that in context. And yes, I remember the mayor making the comments during his presentation at the Sewer Pack Sanitary Sewer Service Area today. But the context to me in part always was, I remember now, it's a year ago December already, and if all of these relatively unpredictable turns would have been occurring in this project, the next item on this agenda would have been addressed already. But the proposed new special assessment policy, and there's also work being done on impact fees for sewer, future to be sewered areas, is in a nutshell very liberal compared to what the policy has been for the 98% of the rest of the city that's already developed the sewer. And that really is a assist development impacts provision right there. So that was my mindset when I hear the word property owners, because that's when the council had all positive things to say about that the last time we addressed it.
Alderman Olson.
Well, my last point on this is, keeping in mind what Alderman Solomon said, my issue is not with the people who have developable land who will at some point be served by surveillance. In for a penny, in for a pound. It's the folks who are getting dragged into the district to pay for something they will never get. That's inherently not fair, and that's what I want us to work on.
Yeah.
As opposed to helping,
I wonder,
you know, Susie's suitcase with her 100-acre farm that's going to turn into, you know, 75 homes pretty soon.
Right.
So move on to my point.
Right.
Thank you.
That's right, man.
And like I said, there's. I just wanted to bring this in to let you know that, in fact, we did do our due diligence, worked on it. As you can see, the city attorney and us, we've had conversations on this. Fortunate and unfortunate, there's quite a bit of law that surrounds this whole initiative. Item E, the proposed policy relative to sewer extension and cost recovery for the Ryan Creek Interceptor Public Sanitary Sewer Project, currently unsewered public sanitary sewer service areas in the city. I don't know if we've beaten this to death already. I think we kind of have. What I would ask is there a motion to direct staff as a priority and the city consultant on the subject to provide a draft of legislation to implement the policy at the regularly scheduled meeting of Common Council on November 15th, 2011?
So moved.
Is there a second? Been moved and second under discussion. Alderman Olson, Alderman Solomon.
Well, throughout the policies, there are alternates. So what are we directing staff to do? For example, if you turn to page 2 of the Rupert Melky letter, item 1, section D, it says suggested policies, alternate 1 and alternate 2. So in order to help the staff along and understand what they're doing, you should let them know what it is that we want them to do. likewise, you know, there's on everyone. Joe has done an admirable job.
I didn't discuss Chris.
Oh, no wonder. Okay.
And I suggest, Mr. Mayor, that perhaps this is a better discussion after we get a chance to digest it a little bit better. Maybe after next meeting.
So you're looking more that
table till the committee of the whole of December.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
The booth seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Now, is there going to be any delays by doing this?
I'm sorry.
Is there going to be any delays in the project by doing this?
No.
Wait,
no.
Okay, that's fine.
Alderman Solomon, and then
okay.
Kevin Clark.
That's all right. On the face sheet of the council action, be sure you include the water. But the face sheet only talks about the sewer.
Water.
Oh, yeah, you do. You better figure out how you're going to recover those costs. I know, but you're going to have oversized costs. You're going to have probably new towers, et cetera, et cetera. So you better figure out what your future water costs are going to be in this area.
But you're preempting the Madam Clerk.
For water, we have just completed our update of our water master plan that includes the service of the southwest part of the city, and we're prepared to do an update to the impact fee. And anytime that you wish to, you could incorporate it with this. You may want to do it separate. I think, I don't know if there's parks or other thing that you want to look
parks
at the whole impact fee, but we have all the data, all the information. To our knowledge, there's going to be one additional tower. Always has been one tower in the high district. There'll be another tower in the lower district, probably a twin tower at Butte's. But those are somewhere in the future. But we have the figures, and so all we have to do is have authority for the council to pursue with that.
Madam Clerk?
There was already a motion on the floor by Alderman Skransky, seconded by Alderman Schmidt.
Alderman Skransky, I'd ask you to rescind your previous motion.
Okay.
And second. Okay. So we have a motion that's on the floor, and that's a motion by Alderman Olson to table this item to the next meeting of the Committee of the Whole. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, right. That's fine.
And who's second?
I second it.
And you're okay with that, Alderman Taylor? Yeah. All right. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries.
Hey, Ed, you're up.
Item E, item F. Is there any desire not to go into closed session?
Thank you, Art.
Mr. City Attorney.
Thanks, Art.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Harrington.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Art.
The Director of Finance informed me yesterday that there's a need to discuss this matter in closed session.
Okay. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statutes Chapter 19.85, Sub 1, Sub E, to consider the terms and negotiation of a development agreement for the development of a hotel at the property located at 6901 South 76th Street for competitive and bargaining reasons and to re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate?
So moved.
Second. Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skransky.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. We're going into closed session. Opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. We're now back in open session.
Done.
City Attorney, I think any action is required. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second? So moved and second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. We adjourn. Thank you.